Hey guys, it's B-Side. We have the return of the Mo Bros here for episode 95. We wanted to let you know that we discuss stats and NADS on this episode. We want to give you a full disclaimer, we are not doctors. If you are someone that suffers from suicidal tendencies or have intentions of suicidal thoughts, we ask that you listen at your own discretion. If you do need help in services, please call 1-800-273-8255 or text the word HOME to 741-741. You are not alone, and we are here for you.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. It's Alicia Unleashed, and this is episode 95. Almost there.
Almost there.
We definitely manifested in the beginning of the year that we were going to hit 100. We still have time. If we can pull off an aggressive schedule, we can hit 100 this year.
I got four more people I can line up.
However, what if we started 2020 with episode 100?
All right.
Okay, I'm just putting it out there in the universe because we've gotten so far, but we haven't hit it yet. So we only have to have three after this.
I got three lined up.
Okay. So today we're on location, actually. We're in Reading. We're not in Gloucester. We're not in Amesbury. We are in Reading, and we are with the Mo Bros. Who do we have here?
Ben Cannon.
Awesome.
From the League of Extraordinary Mo Bros.
All right.
Tom Leard, from the League of Extraordinary Mo Bros. And welcome to my house.
Yes, thank you for having us. And I'm
beautiful.
At B-Side.
What up?
And actually, this was last year. Yeah. You actually had a podcast with them.
Episode 87.
And you were here.
Yes.
Okay, and you were by yourself that time.
I was. It was my first one. It was B-Side on the side.
So here we go, full circle.
Yeah.
And doing this again.
Yeah, we are. It's an important cause. It's an important role, important topic, and we decided to talk to the guys again. They're doing great stuff, so here we are.
Awesome. So we'll get into that in a second. Let's just recap what just happened a couple of days ago, which our creator of Good Morning Gloucester, Joey, just had his first ever solo gallery opening at Cape Ann G. Clay in Gloucester, which is so funny to me because Joey has been, has so many pieces out there, but they've all been GMG openings. Yeah. So GMG collaboratively, how you say that word?
Collaboratively.
Have done gallery openings. So for this to be Joey's first, which is awesome. He is now, kind of like top runner over there at Cape Ann G. Clay with his Waterfront Images opening. He sold way more than he ever thought or imagined that he would. It was such a great success. So until November 15th, you can go online, Cape Ann G. Clay, and still get the show price. So that is the bigger images, which are pretty large. The one I got, the view image, was 16 by 24 for $125. Or you can go and buy a smaller print, which is $45. And what makes these prints unique, and you're just going to have, I couldn't find it, but it's something like a two digital pixel. So when you're looking from afar from the picture, it looks just like a picture. And then as you walk forward, it turns into almost a cartoon looking picture. So it's super cool. So the whole night I was out here in the back, and then I was walking towards the picture, and then it would turn into cartoonish. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was the weirdest thing. Everybody's walking towards it, but it was awesome. We had an awesome time. And so until November 15th, go to capeangclay.com. Check Joey's images out. He also has all his other stuff up there, not just what was at the show on Friday. I have a couple of other great pieces as well. So check them out. All right, we're going to move right into Tom and Ben here. And I'm going to have you guys talk about what you're doing.
Great. Yeah, so we're back again for another Movember. Movember is a foundation that was started in Australia back in the early 2000s. A bunch of buddies got together because one of their friends was battling cancer. And then it's just kind of grown exponentially from there to now. I've been doing it for 10 years. Ben, you're in for...
Seven.
So Ben and I used to compete for fundraising. And then finally one year, Ben had the bright idea of, hey, man, why don't we just join forces and get some more of our friends together? And that's how the League of Extraordinary Mobros began, with Ben at the helm as the captain. And we are continually growing different events and different people getting involved and different success stories, if you will. So, yeah, it's always something new this year.
And what foundation in particular are you raising for? What type of cancer in particular are you raising for?
Yeah, so it's the Movember Foundation, and their main causes are prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. Okay. So the kind of their tag is that the issues that most impact men's health.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
That's great. So you just, the other day, you just had an event?
We did. We had our kickoff or shave-off at Riverwalk Brewing. So actually, Chuck, the bar manager up there, has never been clean-shaven in 26 years. I know.
Please tell me there's a photo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's lots of photos. And now he jumped on board after last year. We partnered up with them, and he was like, next year I'm in. And he's all in. After 26 years, he shaved his beard off.
Because I tried looking to see if there's a photo of Chuck shaved today, and I could not find one. And I was like, all right. There needs to be one. Like, I need to see one, like, right now.
Yep.
Because I know Chuck.
I was there to see it in the flesh, and it happened.
Was it unsettling?
He was very nervous, and then finally he was like, all right, we're just going to do it. Just do it. And he sat down, and someone took the shears to his face, and it worked out really well. So
how does that, so with the shave off, how does that work? Just, you know, do people put the money, like, do they raise the money? Do they put whoever they want to see? I don't know. How does that work?
So this year, this is the first time we've ever done it.
Okay.
Other teams or people do it. They host events. So the rules, if you will, for Movember is you start clean shaven November 1st.
Oh,
and you grow
okay.
the best mustache you can for the 30 days in November. I have a mustache 11 months out of the year, so I shaved mine off.
Really?
To start fresh. So I play by the rules, if you will. Other people that are follically challenged get a running start.
Follically challenged.
That shall remain nameless.
So they get a running start, which is fine because it's still the mustache really is a conversation starter. That's how it became something. Because some people grow really terrible ones, some people grow luscious ones, and it kind of falls somewhere in between. So if you see people that have terrible mustaches for the first 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks of November, you can kind of have an idea that they're probably involved with the foundation somehow.
Okay.
So that's the door opening to be like, dude, what are you doing? What is that on your face, or what are you trying to do? And it opens up.
So how much money did you raise the other night at the event?
The other night we had a 50-50 that went up to $650.
Wow.
And the winner actually turned the money back into the foundation. So
nice.
We had that. And then we got a bunch of the bartenders at Riverwalk involved this year. So I think they were donating their tips that night.
Oh, nice.
And throughout the month they're doing it, which they're actually having a mug club drawing. So they're doing their own fundraiser of sorts. So you can, if you go to Riverwalk, you can get a ticket for $2. And that will enter you into their mug club for the year. So it's usually a membership price, but for $2 you can get a chance to get your own mug, which Chuck was telling us is going to be personalized with a mustache, be a little bit bigger. So you get a 20-ounce pour for the 16-ounce pour price. They have events throughout the year like potlucks and other mug club events only. So if you're in the Newburyport area or you just really like Riverwalk, go down there and ask for get a red ticket for $2 a shot. So, and that's going to be drawn at the end of the month.
So do your events always kick off on November 1st? Do you do things throughout the whole year, or how does that really work?
Yeah, so Movember has grown exponentially every single year. As Tom said, he was the first one to kind of do it. He's the one that I learned about it from. And the first couple years we were doing it, we were kind of doing this Ben v. Tom thing. Like, I had this, like, hashtag takedown Tom. And, you know, and ended up, we were just trying to get people to give us more money. And then we joined forces. And I think the first year we did join forces, we might not have done any events And then a couple years ago, we started doing this Kettlebells for Balls event, which is a CrossFit, not a competition, just a community workout. So we did that. This year, it's really exploded. So we pretty much have events every single weekend, with the exception of Thanksgiving weekend. We actually have our wrap party is in December, so we've extended into December this year.
Right.
Movember has kind of become this monster at this point, which is really awesome. But this is the first year where we've had like a bunch of events, even like crisscrossing the state, I would say, at this point. Yeah.
So do you have a committee, or is it just you guys?
Pretty much the three of us. So Ben, myself, and Jeff Turk, who couldn't be here today because he's working on his newly purchased house. So he's doing renovations up there, so he couldn't make it today. But we're kind of, I guess, the committee for the League of Extraordinary Mobros. But we're a democratic society. We'll take ideas from anybody, really. So we started off with just the Kettlebells for Balls, and then it expanded last year to include Riverwalk. We had a workout there. And then beers afterwards, and then now this year we've expanded to Ben's Gym out in the central part of Mass, and we're going back to Riverwalk for another workout and yoga, and then the big event, our big one is still Kettlebells for Balls at CrossFit Full Potential in Newburyport, which is on the 23rd. So yeah, it just keeps going and going and going. So
right. Kinda,
you know, you get, like, I have a bin, like a Tupperware bin. I'm actually organized and have it in the attic that's labeled Movember, and it just came down last week to see, you know, what I have left, and just for different, ideas and whatever articles come with it, because we just keep adding stuff. So it's great. So we start getting raffle prizes earlier, and we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger as we go. So
how'd you come up with that name?
The League of Extraordinary Mobros. It's a really lousy Sean Connery movie, the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Okay. And I was trying to think of something incredibly clever, and that was about as close as
that
I
is got. Awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
That's about it.
That's amazing. That's
so have you had more Mobros join you since last year?
Yeah, a bunch have joined. The team's pretty big this year. I'd say there's 20 or so guys on the team this year. A couple drop off here and there, but then we also have, there's a core group that kind of does it every single year. So there's about 20 or so guys right now, with a few who I know. My dad's on the team. He's on vacation. He'll start up once he gets back, that type of thing.
And one of our good buddies moved to Chicago, and he's still on the job hunt, so he figured that would be a tough sell for walking into a job interview. So he stepped out this year, and he'll probably be back in the future. But it just guys kind of come and go, but they still, you know, all we were telling is just get the message out. Even if you're not growing one, just get the message out to go get checked out and take care of yourself, because we're very bad at it.
Is it just a mustache? That's
it? If you play by the rules, it's just a mustache. But you hear a lot of people will do No Shave November, which is cool, but it's not affiliated with the Movember Foundation.
Okay.
It's not, we have, you know, it's not like a, we're going to battle it out in the streets or anything, but
a
lot of
distinction.
People, yeah.
Okay.
So I know a lot of police departments do No Shave November, like they convince their chief that they can grow a full beard in the month of November, or November rather, because the rest of the year they have facial hair requirements, but for us, the Movember Foundation is just a mustache as best as you can. But there's also Mo Sisters too, that if you're a female and don't want, you know, you guys spend a lot of money to not have hair on your upper lip. So if you want to join, you're just, you know, help fundraise and push the message forward of, you know, to stop men from dying too young.
Interesting.
The thought process being that beards are really common today, and mustaches probably getting more and more common at this point. But if your buddy, you know, has a beard year round, but he has a mustache in the month of November, that opens the door for someone to be like, dude, why do you have that thing on your face? And you can tell them a little bit about the work you're doing.
Right.
And you're doing, yeah.
So, like you just said, the mustaches are coming back, but also with the younger generation as well. I'm not saying that we're older, but they really are, right? They're really coming in with all the hipsters and that kind of freaking generation. So how are you reaching out to them, or how are you getting to all demographics? Like, do you have any particular, you know, strategy that you have to reach out to, you know, even starting younger?
Sure. Like, so we finally wore our buddy down after 10 years of doing this to finally join us, because he's a high school teacher. Okay. And he can't grow a mustache to save his life. So his excuse is always, I have parent-teacher conferences in November. Right. I can't show up to parent-teacher conference with a terrible mustache. I won't look professional. And finally, after I think he's been on the job for 15 years, we're finally like, dude, you can get away with it. Start the conversation. It'll probably be beneficial. Great. Right.
Yes,
and so
absolutely.
He's in the schools, and you know his students will probably pick it up, and they'll know, you know, because testicular cancer is the highest rates in younger men. So if he can get into the high schools and let the young men know that, you know, this is something that's facing you, whether you want to believe it or not. And, you know, as you progress, this is something that is facing you from, I want to say, I don't have the stats in front of me, but 14 to 20s, in your 20s is when testicular cancer is most prevalent.
Right.
So if he can get into the high schools and let the young men know that, hey, you guys got to check yourselves. You got to, you know, the Movember tagline is know thy nuts. So, you know, if you're spending time with your body as it is, spend a little extra time in the shower and check around and make sure you don't have any abnormalities. And if you do, get it checked out.
Yeah. And I think we discussed this last year on the last episode that we talked about high school age, and I discussed a friend of mine. He discovered a lump on his testicles during his summer vacation between junior and senior year. And then right after senior year, he passed away from testicular cancer. At the age of 19.
That was Mike.
Yeah,
I was just you know, now thinking about him.
So it's one of those things where it's kind of, you know, no one really talks about it, or like, you know, you don't really hear about it until someone that young passes away from it or goes through that process.
Right.
So that's why, like, that's why we do stuff like this, and this is why we have you guys on, because it's one of those things where it's something that's not really being said, but it is being said, just not in the right platforms. And especially only around given times of the year,
right.
You know, or when a community joins together to help support somebody,
right.
You know.
And that's the other thing, too, is to try to get rid of the stigma around mental health awareness. Because as men, we're stalwarts, suck it up, you know, don't talk about it, you know, rub some dirt on it, walk it off. And now we're finding that, you know, people that you thought were quote unquote fine aren't.
Right.
You know, like we were watching an episode of Parts Unknown with Anthony Bourdain last night. And, I mean, for that guy to have, you know, everything. He got to travel the world, meet extraordinary people, eat extraordinary food. And then all of a sudden to find out he's been battling all these demons. And
yeah.
Then it culminated, unfortunately, in his death. Along with, you know, Robin Williams and
mm-hmm.
other mainstays and musicians. And
Chris Cornell
and actors and so on and so forth that then turn to... You know, there's no way out. But if you start talking about these, you know, and get it in the vernacular and in the forefront, and you know, it gets that much more attention to it all the time.
Has anyone shared their stories with you throughout the years? They've come up and they've been able to.
Definitely, yeah. I think I think it's not always I'm having a mental health crisis. I need your help. Sometimes
it's just
you know, I was having a conversation with a guy who goes to my gym, and he said to me, like, yeah, I haven't been to a doctor in like 15 years. And I looked at him and I was like, yeah, that's really effing stupid, man. Like, I'm going to be honest with you.
Right.
We have the best medical care in the world in this state, and you're
right.
not taking advantage of it. And, you know, sometimes it's as simple as, like, you know, a guy comes up to me and says, like, I went and saw a doctor because I, you know, you guilt tripped me into it. And I was like, well, good.
Well,
you
good.
Know, you're welcome.
Right.
We had a guy on our team last year who has, it's kind of become a mission for him to, as part of this month, he helps guys find health insurance and go to a
wow.
doctor. And he had a guy, I forget the exact nature of the story, but this guy pulled him aside at work and said, like, he was having a lot of, you know, trouble mental health wise, and he was able to, you know, basically walk this guy to a counselor and get him some treatment. And he has since started his own team, his own Movember team.
Oh, nice.
So, with our blessing. So, it's like the group of extraordinary Mo Buds or something. So,
it's good to see, because you have that success story from that instance. So he's
right.
now taking it and running with it with his group of friends. So it's, you know what I mean? Like, Ben and I have been friends since high school, or when he was in high school, and now we're still carrying on. And but now our buddy Jack took that and brought it to his community, and he's bringing it to his buddies, and they're going to start and go somewhere else. But, like, guys on our team are like, you know, they'll come home and be like, hey, you know, I actually went and saw, just talked to somebody. I'm not, you know, having suicidal thoughts, but I'm kind of overwhelmed. So I went and found, I sought out a therapist, and now I'm talking to them, and I feel way better. And it's like, cool, that's a success story in and of itself, you know. Or, hey, I made an appointment after 15 years, and I found out that, you know, I need medication, or I am doing all right, but now I've, you know, I've found a primary care that I can, you know, relate to, and I'm going to stick with him for the next however long,
right,
and take care of my health. Because, you know, Ben's really good at guilting people into doing things. But also just being able to look at another guy and be like, dude, what are you thinking? Like, you got to take care of yourself, because no right. one else is going to. So you got to go get checked out if you're lucky enough to have insurance. Or even if you're not, there's resources that we can find. So that's what our buddy Jack did. He was finding right. resources for his, you know, people in his circle to get them the help that they needed, or to get checked out.
Right.
Which is what it's all about.
And let's face it, men are the worst when it comes to either taking care of themselves or even going to the doctor. I don't need to.
Right.
I don't need to. And then, you know, in the back of their head, they also might think something's wrong. Right. And then they don't really want to at that point. So the fact that, you know, that, you know, you guys are doing this, and it's just not from their nagging wives, mothers, and girlfriends, or any other women in their life that they, let's face it, that, you know, another male is saying, like, dude, because they're most likely going to go because you guys are talking about it and urging them to go rather than, you know, someone else. And I just think that's just the fact of it. So I think that's
really what the peer aspect of it is.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, cool, it's a group of guys that are just all together for the, you know, a universal cause of
right.
making us stick around this world a little bit longer. You know,
right.
because at the rate we're going now, we're, men are dying way too young. So now we're trying to reverse that and move it forward by promoting taking care of yourself and going to see somebody if you don't think something's right, or whatever it may be. It's just another community to be like, hey, go. Just,
right.
It's not a big deal. I went last year. It was super quick. I was in and out. They took some blood, and I got a clean bill of health. But unless you go, you don't know. And if you don't know, then you're up against it when you do finally find out. Like,
right.
hey, if you caught this early, we could have done something about it. But now we're behind the eight ball, and then you know, you're playing the regret. It's like, no, let's just do it now. Get a baseline. Like, I have to convince right. my primary care to do things that aren't, like, I'm not old enough for. Like, oh, you age out.
You know, same thing with women, mammograms.
Sure.
Oh, you're not 40.
Right. It's
really?
Like, well, cancer doesn't care how old you are. It really,
exactly.
really doesn't. And unless
exactly.
you're your own advocate, it's not
yes.
going to happen. And so, you know, I'm in the fire service. I'm a firefighter in the city of Waltham, and we have a whole list of other things. And I went to my primary care and said, hey, man, check this out. And he's like, you're too young. I said, I just want a baseline because I am only 39.
Right.
But I want to know that when I get it rechecked at 40 and 41 and 42,
right.
that it's not changing.
Right.
And if you can take if you're taking my blood anyways, take a little bit more. I'm not going to miss it. It'll come back. And get it checked and give
right.
me a baseline.
So what are some things in the male world that they, like, for women, they don't want to check you for a mammogram until you're 40,
right.
which is ridiculous, because how many women are dying of breast cancer
sure.
younger and younger?
Yep.
So what is it on the male side? What is it that they want you to wait but should change to an earlier age?
Yeah, so I think for men, it's for testicular cancer, it's awareness. You know, testicular cancer can start affecting men as young as 15, as Tom was mentioned earlier. It's the most common I'm missing the word here, but it's the most common type of cancer in men, you know, worldwide, is testicular cancer. The tragic thing, and especially tragic given the story that you were telling, is it's incredibly treatable, especially today. It's got a 95% cure rate when caught early. So if you're 15, if you're between the ages of 15 and 39, know thy nuts, as Tom said. So I think it's, for that, it's about awareness. For prostate cancer, the recommendation is that men start getting, there's a test that they do, which is escaping me.
PSA
testing at age 50, 45 if you're African American or if you have a family history. And if you have a family history, I would even do what Tom is doing and advocate your doctor to go even earlier.
Right.
And now the thing is with the prostate screening, I know I hear it all the time in cornhole. Sorry, that just came up. all right. Is the running joke of the turn your head and cough. But if you think about it, if there's a lot of guys, I know a male who is probably, okay, no, fine, he's 42. But he had, he didn't have prostate cancer, but he had issues with his prostate. And it wasn't until he wasn't feeling well that he went to his doctor and was like, something's wrong. And he did the exact same thing where he started advocating. And he's like, listen, I know my body. My body doesn't feel good. Check this. And sure enough, his legit asshole was falling out.
Right.
Like, you know, it's kind of one of those things. But I'm curious to know, like, as you guys, as you were younger, going to your doctors, they never were like, hey, let's just test you for this. They never did that. Did they ever discuss that in health class for you guys?
No. Health class, I would have been probably the early 90s. It was like, all right, girls go with the girl teacher and boys go with the boy teacher, and that was the end of it. It wasn't anything like, hey, this is what you should be doing, this is what you should be looking out for, so on and so forth.
I feel like that is just, like, every time I hear stuff like this, I'm just like, man, I'm in the wrong field. I need to, like, go to school, like, these schools and be like, why are you not teaching this?
Right,
why
but
are you not
It's also,
this?
Like, the taboo of you're talking about people's private parts, and people don't want to admit that something might be wrong with their privates because they attach so much to it. Like, it becomes part of their identity. Like, oh, man, I feel something, but I'm not going to say anything because that's going to mean I'm less of a man, or I'm not going to be as strong as if I ask for help, and so on and so forth. So it's just basically, you know, trying to get out in front of it by promoting, checking yourself out. You know your body. Like, your buddy, he knew something was wrong.
Right.
And the doctor's like, no, you don't meet this criteria. It's like, well, I don't care about the criteria. I know what I'm facing, so I want this, that, the other thing. Within reason. And if you don't start self-advocating, no one else is going to, because they don't know you.
Are you guys familiar or aware of, is there any kind of symptoms that run with testicular cancer that you would feel, like, besides just a lump or a bump or anything like that? Like, my friend, he didn't feel anything besides that bump, and by that time they discovered it, he was already pretty much, he was already in stages that they were like, you're, you know, we're going to treat you, but, I mean, he just went downhill from there. But, like, you know, I mean, if someone gets, you know, something, they all of a sudden, they're like, they're feeling ill, they get, like, nauseous. Are there any symptoms that you guys are aware of?
For testicular cancer, the lump is the definitely the first indicator. The other thing is pain. Like, if you have pain in your balls for no reason, if they just hurt,
right?
Like, at random times during the day for no reason, then that's another indicator, too. Now, not to freak everyone out, just because your nuts hurt on occasion doesn't mean you have testicular cancer, but if it's something that basically...
We're not doctors.
Yeah,
right, full disclosure.
Sure.
Full disclosure.
The rule of thumb is if it... Give it a week. If it's still hurting after a week, or if you're still getting irregular pain after a week, go to the doctor right away. If you have a lump, an irregular lump on your testicles, go immediately. For prostate cancer, it's peeing, like peeing more than you normally do. If you're a dude that goes every, you know, 15 minutes, and that's your regular flow, that's fine. But if it's picking up and you don't have a reason why, you haven't upped your water intake or anything like that, that's another big one for prostate cancer in particular.
Have you met other, like, especially in the area, other groups like yourself, that, you know, are there any that you've known for many years? Are you going to team up with them? Or are there a lot of groups like yourselves? Or there's not enough? Like,
yeah, so there's, I've been to, like, a couple of meetups. So, like, Movember Foundation will send out, like, information like, hey, we're going to have a meetup at this bar, come on down. So I went to one in Boston a couple years ago and just met, like, the Northeast rep for the foundation. Oh. So, like, you get a contact and a handshake and, hey, how's it going? And you meet other people that are there that have either participated in the past or are interested in participating. They do a really good job of reaching out. Like, I got a couple of emails just this year alone, like, out of the blue, like, hey, man, you coming back again this year? Like, they're very proactive with their message and getting out there and being part of the community. So there are other, like, I guess we could call it compete, you know what I mean? Because it's no fun without a competition of different
of course.
Groups, right? You know, I mean, it's what we're bred to do, I think, for some reason. So we check our stats of funds raised. And if you can, like, in the Northeast and in the Boston area, you can see, like, a leaderboard. You know what I mean? And see, like, cool. You know, if you, you know, and there's a whole list. It's huge. It's a huge thing. Like, a lot of people do it, but it's not like a, okay, we're all getting together on this date. Maybe we should try that for next year. You know what I mean? Like, have, like, a North Shore or Central Mass or try to get a meetup with that. But there are, like, a network, and you can set, like, our events are posted on the Movember site. So if other guys are looking to get involved or want to come out, then they can search out all of our events that are posted up online, and they can either come and say, hey, man, I do this with my buddies, you know, and then you get that conversation started even more. So,
wow.
They're out there. We're all out there.
I think especially with our team, Movember's awesome. We've had two reps now over the years that Tom's connected with. They're super responsive. What pretty much, you know, they sent Tom a swag package with a flag and a bunch of shirts and a couple other stuff. And I reached out to the guy and said, actually, we're doing more than one event. Can I get one for our event in Central Mass? And he was like, yeah, sure. What do you want? So I think for our team, like, we've been really successful. You know, we were a top five team in Boston last year. We were the only team without corporate funding that was, you know, that high. It's just grassroots for us, just a bunch of guys. So I think once you get on their radar too, they know the work you do, and they know, you know, they'll do anything to help you out.
Wow. For sure. That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's a great foundation, and they're really the only ones that we've found that solely provide information and awareness about men's health. It's like you have, like, you know, you have October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and there's a bunch of you know, organizations that work towards that, and, you know, for women's health, and then men have also can get breast cancer as well, so that's a section of that population. But this foundation is the only one that solely is concerned about men's health. Mm-hmm. And they're it's a worldwide foundation. They fund over 1,200 projects a year that get funding for prostate cancer research, testicular cancer research, mental health awareness, and suicide prevention in men, because unfortunately 3 out of 4 suicides are committed by men, and that number is skyrocket. It's huge. It's when you stop and think about it, it's like, man, that is unnerving. Like, you mm-hmm. it's really awakening, like, how is this possible? So if you can get out and get a like-minded group of people together, like the League of Extraordinary Mobros, and, you know, just have that connection, because we check in with each other. I mean, I'm good friends with Ben and Jeff all the time, but other guys on the team, like, you'll see them on social media every once in a while, and you check in here and there, but you always know that come November 1st, everyone's back together again. And it's just, you're only a Facebook post away, or a text message away, or a phone call, or, you know, whatever it may be. So
how many people on your team today?
20 or so. Yeah.
So is it growing every year? Like, is there more this year than there was last year, or how? Yeah. You know, how?
Yeah, by a couple, I think.
Okay.
So there's,
that's good.
There's, like, a core group of guys that do it every year. Definitely Tom, Jeff, and myself,
mm-hmm.
And then another bunch of other guys that join our team every year that have been big. And then we have friends that I think we target every year and try and work on. Our buddy Andy, who's the teacher, we've been working on for a couple years. Then there's a couple guys that, you know, dropped off and came back.
Yeah.
And there's some guys who, you know, are afraid of having a mustache for job interviews and stuff. I just started a new job and I'm going to have a mustache this year, so I don't buy that excuse. But so, like, you know, we have a guy who's a pretty successful musician, and he's job interviewing right now. He's trying to get signed by a record label. Yeah. And he's, you know, not going to do Movember this year, but he's going to come play guitar at one of our events for free. You know, that
awesome.
Type of thing. And I think he has a Spotify channel. His name's Peter McDermott. He's awesome. His music's really good. Not just saying that. And, like, he donated a couple years ago all his Spotify plays. He gets a certain amount of money for Spotify plays. And it was, like, for the month of November, it was, like, $350, I think. He donated all that to us.
Wow.
So it's always cool to see the different ways people do it. So, like, Peter donated his Spotify plays and the money he got from that. Other people, like, we've put our bodies on the line, which we've grown out of that. you know, like, a calorie on the air bike per dollar raised.
Right.
Wound it up with Jeff in the hospital, and Ben and I not being able to walk for a couple days after that. So we've moved away from that, because if we're promoting men's health, we probably shouldn't end up in the ER. So
guys took that a little too extreme.
We did. So we've matured, if you will, to now having events that promote health and don't
take away from our own.
Well, it's about time. I mean, it's about 40 when men start maturing, right? Yeah. So there we go.
Age is just a number, but yeah, we're smartening up a little bit. So and now we've partnered with other local businesses to the Newbury Port area, because CrossFit Full Potential is where Jeff's one of the coaches. Mm-hmm. They have a great community up there, but then also Riverwalk Brewing is just down the street.
Yeah.
So we've partnered with those guys, and then MK Bonatti Jewelers in Newbury Port have actually sponsored our t-shirts for the Kettlebells for Balls event. So they've come on board just through connections that people hear about us and they want to help somehow. So they approached us last year and they gave us a huge raffle prize of a gift certificate to their shop. And then this year they're like, we want to get involved again. How can we do it? And we're like, well, we have these t-shirts for our event that everyone gets when they sign up. Mm-hmm. If you guys want to, you know, sponsor that, we'll put your name on the back. And, you know, it's just a great partnership moving forward. So we're getting those guys. And then Metro Rock in Newburyport is having an event on the 11th. So they're on the shirt. And then CrossFit Collada is having one on the 16th. Out in
Auburn.
Yeah, I always say the wrong town, so I'm glad I got that right. So we make connections with people that just want to help and they don't know how. So then they contact us and we try to get creative with how we do it. So next weekend on the 9th is there's going to be a yoga and then a CrossFit workout at Riverwalk in their factory, and then beers afterwards. So that's, you know, we're branching out to different communities. And then on the 11th, Metro Rock Newburyport is having a climbing event that if you go and a portion of your entry into there is going to go towards the Movember Foundation. And then the 16th is the Kettlebells for Balls out in Auburn at CrossFit Collada. And then our big one is the 23rd at CrossFit Full Potential, where we'll have a ton of raffle prizes, and it's just a big community event where even if you don't work out, we can modify the workout to have you be able to participate safely and still be a part of the League of Extraordinary Mobros fundraising efforts. So
do you guys have a Facebook page? And how are you getting the word out? Like, is there any other marketing ideas that you're thinking of how to get that word out where, you know, I'm just going to be real, is that, you know, the breast cancer and women, that's everywhere. No matter where you look, you can't stop hearing about it. It's there. It's everywhere. How do you feel that you guys are going to get basically your message to that level?
Sure. So on the kind of ground grassroots level, all of our members are posting on whatever social media platforms they have across the across the month of November. So Facebook, Instagram, all that type of stuff. You'll see guys from our team and from other teams posting a lot. All of our events have their own page. The ones at Riverwalk, they're marked a Movember to Remember, and that's kind of the list of events because we've got so many events going at Riverwalk this year. Kettlebells for Balls 2019 has its own event this year as well. And then if you go on the Movember website, you can look up our team on there, the League of Extraordinary Mobros. And Movember in general, I think, is getting a lot of traction. I don't even think I got to talk to Tom about this yet, but there's a documentary coming out about athletes and their mental health. And Movember is one of the co-sponsors of it.
Wow.
Kevin Love, who's last year was really involved with Movember, did a bunch of like marketing and stuff for them. And a couple of other athletes are going to be talking about their experiences with mental health issues. There's a CTE connection there as well. I should have gotten.
You know what? I vaguely remember seeing something about it because I just started a job in mental health and behavioral health field.
Yeah.
So I remember just seeing something about that.
But you also see like NHL goalies have their own customized helmets, and one of the guys, I think it may have been Tim Thomas back in the day, had the Movember logo on the back of his cage. So it's out there, and the guys get behind it. And it looks like it's an NBC Sports regional networks to air Headstrong Mental Health and Sports. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, Michael Phelps, Kevin Love. There's a hockey player on there I didn't recognize, and it looked pretty good, and it caught my attention because the ad was on TV, and then it was the Movember logo was on it.
Wow.
Toward the ad as a sponsor.
Cool.
So pretty cool stuff. It's getting out there. It's not quite the level of a Susan G. Komen, like the breast cancer organization, which
But that's where you're going. Yeah, but that's where you that's where you want to be. You want to be at that level.
Yeah, hopefully we get there.
You really want to be able to. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
But I feel like too the breast cancer awareness too doesn't exactly, I mean they do focus on breast cancer for women and, you know, a slight portion of men, but I think they just focus on that versus what Movember does, where they talk about testicular, prostate, and mental health and suicide prevention.
All in one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a big deal, you know. You know, it also falls in the same month as Veterans Day, which is a big, huge ordeal where there's 22 veterans that die by suicide a day. So it's a huge ordeal and stuff like that. Right. So,
If you need to go check on your baby,
it's fine.
That's okay. We're almost done.
Yeah, we're used to barking
dogs.
Yeah, I'm going to hear that.
Since the last episode with you guys, there's been a few things that have changed. There's been two weddings and two babies.
Yeah.
Jeff has a new house.
Yeah, it's all happening. Which is even more motivation for us, too, because Ben and I both have...
You both had sons.
Right, we both have little boys that are going to grow up to face the same issues that we're facing now. So if we can get out ahead of it with the research curve and, you know, be advocates for them in the next version of awareness, is going to be that much better. So that's a big driving motivator that we didn't already, not that we didn't already have a bigger drive, but now with those two little fellas, Jake is Ben's son, who's 6 months, and Luke is mine, he's four months old. And you can probably hear him in the background right now, but we'll... Yeah, it's all happening. So it's I got married, Jeff got married, Jeff bought a house.
Nice.
Ben got a new job. I got a dog. You know, it's all happening.
Ben had a baby.
Both had babies.
Yeah, it's all happening.
That's crazy.
It, so, like, something that would be really awesome for our sons growing up is there's an opportunity, particularly with prostate cancer and testicular cancer, we could make them 100% curable. Like, for prostate cancer, it's a 90, I think, looking up again, it's 98% 5-year survival rate if it's caught early, and testicular cancer is a 95% 5-year survival rate when caught early. So our sons could grow up in a world where they get those diseases and then they go see a doctor and they get cured.
Crazy.
And then hopefully they're growing up in a world where they realize that they can talk about their mental health as well.
Right.
Such pressure that they're going to have a higher goal for Movember. Look what those dads did to us.
Yeah. We'll try to lay the blueprint out so they can just be
and then
plug
depending
and play.
On whatever Jeff does, his kid's going to come in and be like, well, here we go, guys.
Well, Maya's his dog, and she's a big part of his social media campaign too. So,
yeah.
But it's we all have our own little niches. So.
Dogs and kids.
That's what gets the attention, you know. That's all about it.
So, what would you say to anyone that's listening right now that needs a little
push?
That's a good one. The resources are out there, and you just have to get over the fact that something might be wrong with you. And if something is wrong with you, you need to be able to get it fixed. And if your friends and family can't see through the big facade that men in general are very good at putting up, then no one's going to be able to get through that. So if you can't even get around your own barriers to get the help you need, then no one else is going to be able to see that they're not mind readers. So if you're battling something, whether it be physical or mental or all of the above, or you know, you just feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, like you need to be able to find that outlet, whether it be a therapist or a good buddy or a random person. Like, you just need to get that off your chest. So if you need assistance, like Movember.com is a great resource. There's a ton of information there. There's a ton of resources where you can just put in where you live and they can give you practitioners that can help you out in that sense. Like I said, I'm not a doctor, but I have ears and I have some experience with listening. If you need to reach out, by all means, go for it. But yeah, just go take care of yourself, because you're no good to anybody else if you're the one that's hurting the most. Is my take.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. And if you go on, again, Movember.com is awesome. You'll find that you're not alone. No matter what you're suffering from, if you just found a lump that you're worried about, you're not alone. You know, it's the most common form of cancer in the world. So if you're suffering from mental health issues, you're not alone. And if you're not, if you're healthy, if you're going to a doctor, if you feel like your mental health is in a good place, check in with the people in your life. I think that's the big message, is that, you know, nobody knew that, or maybe people did, but they didn't quite, you know, take the right steps that, you know, Chris Cornell, you know, the guy from Linkin Park,
Chester Bennington,
Anthony Still Bourdain,
Robin Williams, all those guys.
Robin Williams.
Whether you're a man or a woman, like, you need to check in with the strong ones too. Be like, oh, they're good. Maybe they're not, because they have that great facade that's so strong that it's ironclad, and you need to just chip away.
They are great pretenders.
Yeah,
depressed people are always great at pretending that they're fine. Everything's fine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if you can get through that and just let them know that it's okay to, you know, have a chat or to reach out to you, that's the biggest thing you can do, is just to be, let people know that you're an advocate for their well-being.
Yeah, and come check out our events, check out our page. If you can't donate money, that's fine too. If you spread some awareness and share some links, that's the best part about, I mean, the raising the money and trying to up the ante every year and see how far we can get. We're trying to raise $25,000 this year. That's really fun too, but the best part of this month is the conversations that are had and the awareness that's raised, particularly among, you know, amongst people who probably look at us and say, like, you know, they're not the type of guys to talk about that type of thing. So if we can talk about it, anybody can do it.
Awesome. It's great. I'm really excited. We're going to have all those events up on our page. So excited to talk to you guys. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Well,
pimp the shit out of this.
Great.
We were so close.
We were so close of having just a normal podcast.
It's the walkout. I love
so
it.
So close.
I withheld
so close.
Myself from multiple F-bombs on
this. See, I told you couldn't.
I know. It's a family show.
It's a family show.
But yeah, no, we
You're
appreciate
part of my family. Right?
Yeah, you know, because with this, you know, I know you guys are based out of Gloucester, but it's North Shore, and it's just getting the message out to more people, because if you hear this and you want to get more information, here's the links and so on and so forth. So you guys coming out is...
We shared the stats with you last year that you guys were probably... Well, and it was probably because of all your connections between Tom, Ben, Jeff. You guys were one of our most listened to episodes.
Really?
Surpassed... Mm-hmm. John Jerome, who is considered the island cowboy, who has everybody under the roof, like under the sun, like that listen to the podcast. Whether or not they listen to the podcast or not, they clicked on the episode. However, until your episode dropped, we had numbers over like 1,000 clicks and whatnot. And I think between the three of you, because I tagged you guys, I don't know what that message meant to somebody. Whether or not they listened in private and did their own thing and then joined or donated anonymously or went and looked, got something checked out themselves. But you guys were one of our biggest episodes.
That's awesome.
So
That's awesome.
You know, like I said, this is running at about 47 minutes. So if someone listens to this and we get one person to take this,
that's all we can do.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, we will obviously list everybody. We'll list your sponsors. I'll get all the links from you and stuff like that. But, you know, we're glad to, like, have you guys come back and stuff. I'm glad that, you know, Christy reached out. I was like, you know, Christy, Ben could just message me. Tom and Jeff and I are friends on Facebook. I got a group message going already.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad that we're doing this early, because I think last year we did it right before kettlebells.
Yeah.
So, you know, at least we're getting this at the beginning. So if anyone wants to join, you know, and at that time I was doing cornhole at Riverwalk, so I was familiar with Chuck and Cade and all those guys and stuff like that. So it was really cool. So yeah, we will we'll get this all going for you, and we'll get that up quickly.
Appreciate it. That's awesome.
Thank you very much, guys, and we'll
see you again next year.
Sounds good.
Yes,
you know,
sure.
Maybe
we'll be here.
You know, it's great. Awesome.
Next year, you guys could, you know, do like a podcast from an event.
We can still.
We got to get you to that.
We get that 95.
Yeah,
that 99.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We can still. You know,
feel
I know
free. This can work both ways.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I know that Joey, our fearless leader there, has just started doing. Well, you know, we've been doing, like, you know, live podcasts and whatnot, but that's his new thing is live podcast and getting interaction, which, you know, Joey, we've been doing that for a while now, so we could definitely do that and bring that up. So yeah, no, it's great.
I'll bust out the computer at Riverwalk.
We don't care. Yep. We do on location.
I've done it.
We do it.
Awesome.
Let's do it. All right, awesome guys. So thank you. We'll see you next year, or a very near event, maybe in the next month. So
hopefully.
Yeah, Good Morning Gloss, Felicia Unleashed. Out.
Bye.